How you entrepreneurs, today we have Alicia Ortiz. She is a weight loss and lifestyle coach. You're going to want to hear her story. When she was 18, she actually was probably smarter than I was at 18. She started a business trying to help young kids out. She kind of left that sector a little bit, and then she moved to San Diego and rekindled that passion to help women out and help people grow. Listen to it. If you're looking to lose a couple pounds, if you're looking to get into the fields, you're going to want to listen, and please subscribe and tell your friends. Thanks, everyone.
Welcome to the Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur.
We've raised the bar.
Learn firsthand from successful business owners and create your own path to success.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
It's time to hit the road to growth with real estate agent Vinny SD.
All right, so we are here with Alicia Ortiz. She is a weight loss and lifestyle coach.
Hi, guys. I'm so happy to be here.
It's funny how small this world is. Actually, we got connected through a previous person I had on the podcast, and we actually go to the same gym. So
yeah,
small world.
So, I know.
So let's talk about that. So what is, I guess it sounds pretty self-explanatory, weight loss, lifestyle coach. What does that consist of?
Yeah, definitely. So what I do specifically is I empower women with the tools that they need to unleash their best selves. So I created an online program called Unleash Performance in 90 Days that unleashes women's their mind, their body, their soul. So it takes more of an approach of not just your diet and lifting weight, which is essential, but also the mindset, how to really dig deep so that you can stay committed to your goals and follow through and unleash your best self.
So where did the 90 days come from?
So for me, in my background, I've done competitions. I've achieved my weight loss goal, and it takes more than 30 days, you know? Yeah. So for me and my past clients, I thought 90 days is really the time frame that you need to lose that weight and learn the tools that you need to actually keep the weight off.
Yeah. So where did that come from? Where did the want to like help people out and make that those changes in someone's life? Like, where did that come from?
So I'd say from a young age, when I was 18, I actually created a fitness DVD for kids.
Wow.
It was a program called the Young Entrepreneurs Academy. So in high school, they put us all through it. And I remember them asking, like, what's your passion? And back then, I was a dancer in school, a cheerleader. Like, I loved working with children and loved working out. And so, you know, I just told them, like, how would I turn that into money? Back then, I was 18. And they're like, what if you created a fitness DVD for kids? And so that's kind of how it started. Like, I loved helping children at the time and working with kids since I was a young person. And I feel like since then, it's just kind of, I found my passion at a young age and I was able to build something from that and turn it into what it is now, which is Unleash with Alicia. So I'm a personal trainer, yoga instructor. So I teach classes locally. I have my online program and it's just fun to help women like see them light up and achieve their goals.
Okay. So I have to jump back. So how easy was it or how hard was it to actually make a CD in high school at the age of 18? I mean, most people at 18 are probably enjoying life, maybe parties, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So where did that come from?
So it was a set program. So the Young Entrepreneurs Academy actually gave you like all the resources. So kind of like a business plan. They're like, all right, let's create a business plan. Each student in the program had to create a business plan. Once you had your business plan and, you know, they helped you kind of align what that looked like, then you actually pitch to a set of investors that they brought up. So I got the second highest amount of funding and then I was actually able to build it out. One of the guys in my program was a videographer. So he did the videos, he edited it, at the time at a very affordable cost cause we were friends. And then I was able to get it out to Wegmans cause we had a big connection with Wegmans. For people who don't know Wegmans, it's kind of like Whole Foods, except in upstate New York, that's our Whole Foods. It's called Wegmans. So they sold it in their stores, 12 locations in upstate New York, Rochester, which is where I'm from. And yeah, I mean, it was awesome back then. Like, I was excited about it, but I was about to start college. So I did that my senior year, started college, kind of put that to the side. I majored in marketing and, you know, kind of loved the college life and enjoyed having fun. I wasn't necessarily working on that young and fit business anymore. But throughout college and being in marketing, I was just like, you know, I don't know if I love this. I like it. But let's go back to what I really love. So when I graduated, I actually moved to San Diego for a job in marketing. But I still had this like missing piece. Like I need something else more than what I'm doing. And that's when I got certified in yoga. And it just kind of went back to when I was 18. Like that's what made sense for me. That's what I really like. Let's just continue on like this health and fitness path while I still work in my career of marketing.
Was there an epiphany point where you're just like having a drink one day or doing a yoga pose that you're just like, I need to get back into this, or was it kind of a slow burn?
I feel like I moved out here and it was so different than New York. People were working multiple jobs, which I didn't understand. In New York, you graduate, you work one job, you move up the ladder and you kill it. That's it. That's like, there is a set way of doing things in New York. Here, I feel like there was no set way. Like there was no cookie cutter way. It was just everyone was kind of just doing it. And they had side hustles and side businesses and they worked their 9 to 5. So I think it just like, kind of like you said, it was an epiphany. Like it opened my mind like, hey, if you're doing it, why am I not doing it? Why am I just working in marketing? Because that's what I went to college for. Like, let me do what I love.
So what happened next? So you go, okay, I need to, everyone else is doing this side hustle thing.
Yeah.
I want to get back into it. What happened next?
So from there, I mean, at the time I was like really heavily into yoga. And so I got certified in yoga. I remember my mentor at the time saying, there's not going to be a perfect time. You just have to do it. And so I was like, all right, sign me up. I'm going to do this yoga certification thing. I did it. And then it just really opened doors from there.
How did you find the mentor that you were under?
Actually, her name is Kim Bauman and she's at Core Power Yoga.
Okay.
And yeah, now she has all these amazing programs and she doesn't even work as close with Core Power anymore because she's on her own doing her own thing, which is amazing. But back then in 2014, she was the person who really got me to just go for it.
Was it just a synergy you guys talking? Because I'm assuming there's a lot of people out there that enjoy yoga and they find a passion or something, some kind of passion out mm-hmm. there, and they see someone that's probably a little above them or a little bit where they want to be in the next 5-10 years, but they might be scared to say, hey, can you take me under your wing a little bit, or can you give me advice? Where did that come from? What is it, just talking to her, mm-hmm. just building that relationship? What kind of happened there?
Yeah, so she was teaching classes, and then at the end of each class, she was talking about this upcoming teacher training. Mm. She's like, if you have more questions, come see me after class. Let's talk more about it. Let's talk about your goals. And so I took her up on that, and I stopped by after class, talked to her about what I really wanted. And she just told me that like I said, there's never going to be a right time. You just kind of have to step into it and go for it and see what happens. And that's literally what I did. And I feel like that was definitely one of the best decisions I made because it just kind of set me on the path of health and fitness and where I am today.
So you, in your history, you lost a decent amount of weight, right?
Yeah.
Was that before or after this kind of words of wisdom from your mentor?
That was after. So that was definitely a long time after. So I'd say I started off in yoga, and then I soon got certified in paddleboard yoga and was teaching yoga on the water, kids yoga, teaching yoga at schools. And so this is when I was just like in this space of like trying to build this whole yoga business. And I realized that it was a lot more challenging just to be a yoga instructor to be able to leave my career in marketing. I could not replace my income. So it was kind of more just like the side hustle like a lot of people had. And so I just kind of continued doing both for a while. And I'd say in 2017 is when I actually got into bodybuilding. So I had a friend who completely transformed her body. She was in yoga. We met in yoga sculpt training, so getting certified to teach yoga with weights. A couple months later, she completely transformed her body. She stepped on stage doing her first competition and she looked amazing. And I was like, how did you do it? She told me she joined a team in San Diego that helped her to lose all this weight, gain muscle, and gain the confidence to step on stage. So I was like, all right, sign me up. So I did that. And I think for me, once I did my first competition, it just completely changed my mindset and like my confidence. I realized then and there that like I really wanted to be a personal trainer, and not just help people with yoga per se, but tie in what I've learned from yoga and that whole mindset, mind-body connection into my personal training. So that makes me unique from other people. And it just kind of started down this path of when I got certified, I quickly started working at a luxury gym, kind of like Fit. It's called Aqua V downtown. And then also the boxing club that's also downtown. So personal training there and teaching group classes and now launching this online program with an app. So it's just been kind of, I feel like it really started from yoga, but then it evolved into bodybuilding and evolved from there into becoming a trainer. But it was all kind of stemmed from the beginning of like starting that DVD and finding what my passion was at a young age. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, definitely. And we'll jump more into the app because that sounds like the new way of doing business these days.
Yeah, it really is.
So did you build the app or did you pay someone to build it or how did that work out?
So what I did was there's an app that I actually white labeled.
Okay.
And so I'm in the final stages of getting the design and kind of the backsplash, what the colors will look like. Someone designs that and then I submit it to the app and it takes them 6 weeks to upload everything to the program and then send it back to me. And so that's where I'll manage everyone's custom nutrition, their workouts, the accountability, messaging to talk back and forth, and then also payments. So it's all in one place, which is really exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what have been kind of some of the hurdles you've had to overcome to at least get to the point that you're at now?
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like from the beginning, kind of like how I said, I really wanted to be in health and fitness, but I wanted to live the same lifestyle of making that same amount of money that I'm making in the corporate world. And so I always kind of felt like it was a hurdle and challenge to do that. And I didn't understand what that would look like. So it's always been working in both simultaneously versus just diving in into that health and fitness only. I feel like now that I've evolved as a personal trainer with this online program, I really see a picture painted of how I can replace my income in marketing and the corporate world and just move into this space. So that's a hurdle for a lot of people. That's what holds them back. And I feel like by the end of this year, you know, 2020 is when I really foresee Unleashed with Alicia being solely what I do with my app, Unleashed Performance, and being able to just walk away from corporate.
What do you think is going to be that one piece that's going to say, it's okay for me to walk away? Is it a monetary number that you're waiting for? Is there a feeling in your gut that you're waiting for? Is there talking to your mentor? What's that one thing that you think is going to say it's going to be okay?
Yeah, for me, it's definitely that monetary number. And then also just the gut feeling of knowing that this is right. I think that will help me to just be ready and know that I can make the change and switch. I feel like another hurdle would be just kind of building yourself and like your unique brand, because there's so many fitness influencers online, fitness coaches now. So like I said, my approach is just different. I try to take the whole mind-body approach, more of a holistic approach versus just eat this and work out on this, because that's just not enough, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you pick your poison? How do you make it like, this is who you are, this is who Alicia is, this is your program to be unique? Is it like constantly looking and dissecting yourself or getting feedback from your clients, or how do you find that?
Yeah, so I worked with a business coach to help me kind of like construct what that looks like what are my differentiators, but I really base it around who my clients are and who I want them to be. You know, what are their pain points, what do they need, what are they wanting, so that I could craft a program that's what they want and that will help them achieve their problems and achieve their ultimate goal. So I think just creating your avatar and then making your program around that.
What's that ideal client look like?
For me, it's a woman who's 27 to 37. She's, you know, making six figures or under, a little under, and she doesn't necessarily have to live locally. And because there's the online piece, she is, you know, into health and fitness. She needs to lose 10 to 20 pounds. She's tried a bunch of programs and struggled with staying committed, and they haven't worked for her because
How long of a 10 to 20 pounds? Is that like for 90 days, I'm guessing? Or is it how quick do they want to lose that? The ideal person?
I mean, everyone wants to lose it as soon as possible. So okay. It would just be kind of outlining, this is what the program would look like for you. Okay. And then going based off that, off their goals.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you could look, because you're jumping back to that 18-year-old kid that had that DVD.
Yeah.
If you maybe could talk to that person right there, would you give any kind of feedback to any of the stuff you gain, knowledge, anything like that?
For sure. I wish that I never stopped the business and maybe even not went into marketing. Like maybe I got my nutrition degree instead or something that has to do with more with the body. Back then and just continued growing my business. Because especially when you're a young entrepreneur, so many other companies and people want to help you at a young age. The older you get, the less of that you're going to see. So I wish I could have told myself to just, you know, yeah, I understand you're about to start college. You want to party, you want to join a sorority and do all these fun things. But let's keep this business going, this passion going, because that's what's going to be like your happiness. It's not money, it's your passion that's going to actually like lead your way, and it's going to be your purpose and pathway to life. So I think back then I was just very like, I'm ready to have a good time. And so that's what I would have told myself looking back.
This question right here, I've never asked this, but I'm really curious to see if you could come up with a response. If, let's say hypothetically, you're 5 years in the future right now, you're looking back at your current self, what kind of advice would you give your current self? So it's that 5-year person in the future that's successful, has the app, has a bunch of people underneath them. What kind of advice do you think that person would give you today?
For sure. I think I would definitely tell myself not to doubt, not to be scared that my timeline for leaving the corporate and stepping into having my own business is going to happen. You just have to believe in it. And to take it day by day.
I think that's for a lot of people. I think that's probably some of the best advice you can get. Just take it day by day and trust yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Not be scared.
So if someone's listening right now and they wanted to get in contact with you, maybe about the app when it comes out, or just one of the programs for they're 27, 28, and they wanted to lose that 15 pounds, what's the best way of them getting in contact with you?
I'd say on Instagram.
Okay.
So my Instagram's Alicia. _Ortiz, or my website, unleashedwithalicia.com. You can message me there. All my social media is also there to follow me and connect with me.
Any last piece of advice you can give to someone that's struggling with their weight, they're looking for a change that you can offer?
Yeah. So if you're struggling, just make this year, there's less than 6 months left in the year that you actually commit to yourself and commit to achieving your goal of losing that weight and keeping it off. So just go for it. Don't question it. Just literally take the step and start achieving your goal now.
Yeah. I really think that anyone out there, if you're looking to lose 20 pounds, 15 pounds, whatever it might be, don't look at the big number. Take it one piece at a time, one day at a time, 1 pound at a time, and you'll be better off. Thanks again, Alicia, for you being here. Again, if you guys are looking to lose weight, you're a female in the San Diego area or out of the San Diego area, she's going to have an app coming out. Please reach out. She has a passion herself. You can kind of hear her story right here, and hopefully she can help you out.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to The Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur. Please like, subscribe, and stay connected. Visit www.vinnysd.com.
Yeah, I created a website.
Hope to see you again next week. Team Vinny SD, signing off.